Thank you, CJ. I chose to be here. Nobody forced me. He's a pretty persuasive guy, but I really, really wanted to be here. And therefore, the opportunity arose, and I snatched it. And I'm thankful for it. I wanted to be here because I am excited about what God is doing in this church plant. I've been following it from a distance, and I'm thrilled with what is in the offing here in the mix of this city. I'm excited to be here, secondly, because I love Sovereign Grace and what God is doing in it across the country and the world. And most emotionally significant, I'm glad to be here because CJ's right. He is my friend, and he has meant a lot to me over the years, both at the encouragement level of preaching and professional life, though nobody in the ministry is a professional, but even more at the personal family level of caring. So, real easy for me to stand here and be with you. It's what I want to do.
What a joy this is. It's a particular privilege to be here. Capitol Hill Baptist Church has prayed regularly for the Sovereign Grace Church of Louisville. I guess we've been praying for you longer than you've existed because you don't have members yet. So, you're working on existing and we're already praying for you. We want to encourage you in that. And that's especially because we know a number of the brothers and sisters involved here. We're thankful for you all, thankful for the ministry you've had in our church over the years. The Sovereign Grace churches in general that I've had to do with have marked fruits of the Spirit in them, more marked than any other group of Christian churches I know of. And I am thankful for that. And in fact, your own pastor was the object of gossip yesterday at this event that I was at, the wedding of Al Mohler's daughter. There were three Christian leaders standing there. I overheard them talking about CJ, and I stepped up and listened, and all three of them know him, and all of them were bragging on him and his integrity in a number of ways, one of which is the way he's begun in leading this church plant. So you all who are here in this church, particularly if you're visiting or you're sort of new to Sovereign Grace, you have a privilege in having this man as your pastor that you don't fully grasp, and that's absolutely fine. Just thank God for him and enjoy the Word of God as he brings it from a life and a heart full of the gospel. And know that I am delighted to be here. It's a privilege to address you, brothers and sisters.
I'm just glad to be here in this church plant. CJ, I had agreed to teach a week at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary here, which I'll, Lord willing, start tomorrow morning on Systematic Theology 1, an introduction to theology, doctrine of the Word of God, and doctrine of God. So I'll be teaching that all this next week. And I got an email from CJ and said, could you come and speak for us on Sunday morning? So we were eager to do that. We changed our tickets so we could get here. And I wanted to do it, Margaret and I wanted to do this, because we wanted to give a very public, visible signal of support for this church plant, and especially support for CJ, who's been just a wonderful friend for so long, and a man of very high integrity and exemplary Christian character. And I just count you a friend, CJ, and very honored to be here with this church plant. So, thank you. And Jeff and Julie Perswell, good to see you. And Carolyn, good to see you. And Gary, and Bob, and Paul.